y'all. Welcome back to the Don't Mom Alone podcast. I'm your host, Heather McFadden, and this is the place where I get to walk alongside you and connect you with people and resources so you know that you don't mom alone. In this episode number 585, it is week six, the final week of our mentor series. Normally, I do a summer of mentorship where I republish previous episodes, and this summer, I'm also including some of my own thoughts based on my book, Don't Mom Alone. My hope with this series was we could embody the Greek word parakaleo, which is to not only go alongside each other, but to encourage and strengthen one another, that you would feel built up in your marriage, in your friendships, in your relationship with God. And today we're going to talk about the relationship with your child. Beyond discipline, we're talking about parenting the child God gave you, because I think every parent has this imaginary child. Before they're born, we imagine who they will be. Maybe they'll love sports because we love sports. Maybe they'll love reading. Maybe they'll be easygoing. Maybe they'll do well in school, love church, make good decisions. Maybe. And then God gives us a real child. A child with their own personality, their own strengths and struggles, their own story. And somewhere along the way, many of us start wondering, wouldn't I be a better parent if I had a different child? That question has a way of isolating us, and it's exactly the isolating idea I wrote about in chapter 11 of my book, Don't Mom Alone. The thought is, I would be a better parent if I had different kids. But the connecting truth God taught me is I am a better parent because of my kids' differences. There is a story of being in preschool my kids were in preschool, and I was in a parent-teacher conference for one of mine, and I'm sitting across from his teacher, and she's asking about consequences that I give at home. And honestly, at that time, I had four boys, six and under, and I was just trying to keep everyone alive. And she looked at me and she said, I think you're going to have a real problem on your hands if you don't get this child to respect authority. And those words stayed with me for years. And I really wish instead someone had looked in my eyes and said, Heather, you're going to need a different approach with this child, not because he's broken, but because he's uniquely wired. And I think this is where many of us start carrying around an invisible receipt. Like, we've gone into Walmart and think, can I exchange this child who never sleeps for the one who does? Can I exchange the anxious child for a confident one, or the strong-willed child for a compliant one, or the highly sensitive child, that's me, for the easygoing one? And then we think, oh yeah, children don't come with receipts. So the episode I chose to share clips from is one with a good mentor who's been on the show several times before, Sally Clarkson, and her son Nathan Clarkson, who, as Sally continued to mentor moms, she became more open about his challenges with ADHD, OCD, and other things, and how they process through and how she parented him. And I just think it's a really positive example focused on our expectations and really just seeing all of our kids as unique. And how do we be students of our kids and parent them to help them be the best versions of themselves? So here's that clip. It was recorded in 2017. If you want to go back to the original episode, we've linked to that in the show notes. Here we go.
Well, it's really been cathartic, I think, for me and for Nathan. And I realized that everything you just said is everything I felt. Why me? Nobody understands. What am I supposed to do? This doesn't fit the magic bullet. And it never did and never was supposed to. But I had to learn all of those things through my journey with Nathan. I think that I feel like I learned a whole different way of parenting just in general. And that is that you look at each child and their heart, their needs, what comforts them. Every single baby is different, even in how they comfort, even in how they eat. And I think rather than go by the rules, because nobody's rules ever fit my unique, different children, uniquely different children, I think I would just start noticing when they come, what they do. Do they need more touch? Do they? Because each one of my children was different. You have to begin to say, God didn't give me a child so that I could tell him my expectations of exactly what my children would be. Mm. You have to say, God, show me how to love the child that you gave me and how to release them within their limitations and personality into their world as a healthy human being.
Mm, that's really good.
So it's a shift in your expectations and saying, God, what are your expectations for how you want me to be a mom to this particular child? Realizing that everybody in the world who doesn't have children like this is going to think and say to you, you aren't disciplining him enough.
Yeah.
And with Nathan, I realized that he needed my sympathy, compassion, and understanding. And when I continued to grow in my perception of what was going on in his brain, I could help him move forward in character development and discipline and expectations. So it is a journey, but it's from a mom making observations and learning to say, God, help me to figure what's going on out.
It was so big for me, Sally, in my parenting journey with one of my children who, like you said, Nathan, does get in trouble the most, asks me that. Why at school does the teacher, you know, I get in trouble more and is different? You shared a story in one of your books, Sally, about you'd had a really busy schedule, lots of people in and out of your home. You all took a walk after dinner and Nathan was having a hard time. And out of sympathy, you said, hey, how about you and I walk back together? And how it shifted his mood and drew you together, and you had to choose to parent him on the inside out. And I had, for my own son, kept responding to his external behavior and not looked right in to see where's his heart and where do I need to sympathize for things that you didn't even know that was any diagnosis or anything like that. You were just seeing from the inside, he's hurting. Mm-hmm. How do I sympathize and meet that need and respond with the comfort he needs, like you said earlier?
Well, and I think that a lot of times we need to not assume the worst about our children. Mm. Like they're trying to get to us. They're trying to get at us. You know, I'm going to do this to thwart you, Mom. Mm. But I think if we know that babies need love, they all have different personalities. They respond differently. And a lot of times their only venue for rebelling or complaining when something doesn't feel right inside, whether it's a physiological issue or an emotional issue, is to cry or to act out. And I remember one time when Nathan and I were talking, he said, Mom, when you spend time with me, it makes me want to obey you. And when you don't spend enough time with me, I'll do whatever I need to do to get attention.
Well, just to jump in here, there's a big part about being different that I think people don't realize, because I'm an extrovert. So people think I express everything I want to say, but there's a big part of being different is feeling separated, feeling other than maybe your family or a class or just the rest of the world. So when someone, especially your mother, takes time to see you, it can change your whole outlook on life. Mm-hmm. And you can take that love and start using it in the way you act. And it makes you want to try harder to not act out, but to respond to the love that is given to you.
This episode is brought to you thanks to sponsors like Hiya Health. You know, one of the ways that we help our kids be their best version, especially as we are heading into the school year, is through nutrition. And it can be challenging to get all of those good nutrients in their bodies, especially if they're on the picky side and refuse some of the foods that you offer them so diligently. If you are looking for a great vitamin, let me introduce you to Hiya. What's awesome is they have worked alongside pediatricians and nutrition scientists to create a powerful, chewable vitamin that blends 12 organic fruits and vegetables plus 15 essential vitamins and minerals into every dose. Vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, all these foundational nutrients that are going to support your child's immune health, brain function, mood regulation and concentration, and the development of strong teeth and bones. Here's the really good news. While most children's vitamins have up to 7 grams of sugar per serving and are stuffed with artificial additives and petroleum-based dyes, Hiya took the opposite approach. Zero sugar, zero gummy additives, just clean nutrition. They are designed for kids 2 and up, and Hiya ships them straight to your door. So you get this really cool glass reusable bottle that your child can use stickers and decorate themselves. And then every month they'll send you refills. So it's one less thing to keep in your mental load. I think it is a great, fantastic product. And you can now find Hiya in person at Target stores nationwide or order directly from their website with a special deal we've worked out just for you. Receive 50% off your first order on any of their products. To claim this deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/DMA. This deal is not available on their regular website. So go to hiyahealth.com/DMA and get your kids the full body support they deserve.
When I see the bigness of his life now, and that he is an artist, and that he is a person who really goes into the world with high force, bringing light and goodness and beauty and friendship, I realize that maybe some of the things we've tried to force our children into were just personality issues. Maybe God made some people to be bold prophets in a, you know, in the land, or bold speakers. And I feel like our parenting philosophies haven't prepared us to raise children who are going to be very different, even as adults, in a good way.
Yeah. Well, if you look at Jesus's life, he didn't treat any of the people he came across in the same exact way. He had nuance to the experience he shared with them, and he treated them differently because they were different people. Mm-hmm. He obviously gave them the same love and understanding, but he knew that they were different, so he approached them differently in a way that he could connect to them and they could connect back.
Huge. I love that example. And think of one of my sons. I was getting feedback from a teacher. So this is the trick, right? We can have our mothering style that's understanding and comforting. We can have that safe place, but there are going to be people that come into our lives that say the things that hurt, or that remind us that the child is different and isn't fitting in. And I was just feeling very beat down. Like, why can't he just control his body more? Why can't he just stop, be more socially aware? Why can't he this, that, and the other? And God whispered over me, I made him that way on purpose. I want him to be impulsive. I want him, when I say go, to be a mighty warrior.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
And so then I could see him differently. Instead of, what happened was, even my language over my son changed. Mm-hmm. We use this in our home, and I didn't know that you used it until I got your little blurb about your book, but that you turn differences into superpowers. Can you explain that for everybody?
Yeah. For me, that kind of originated out of very early on. My mom and dad would read me stories of heroes. And they were very clear to point out in each of these heroes' lives, they had specific places in their life that were really hard, that made them different. For one, it could be mental illness. For one, it could be growing up in a broken family. For the other, it could be money problems or a physical ailment. But they're quick to point out that all of these people, in spite of these things, and even often because of them, took these things and became great heroes. Mm-hmm. And when I was in my early teenage years, I began to watch a show about Superman, who's kind of my hero. And it was a story about his youth and him coming to grips with his superpowers.
Yeah.
The young Superman didn't want these superpowers. They made him feel different. They made him feel ostracized. He couldn't just be normal, but these superpowers were the thing that ultimately were the things that brought him, the name of Superman. They were the things that enabled him to be a hero and be great. So I started taking all these stories that my parents had read to me and exposed me to, and realizing that these differences and these hardships in my life aren't just things to ignore or to push down, but these things are going to be the conduit to me becoming who God made me to be. They're not things to live in spite of, but because of. Mm. So I think that was a really healthy thing for me to live through my life continuously, is to realize that these differences in my life actually are the things that God will use to tell the story he wants to with my life.
Why don't you speak to that? Because I love the part in your book, and I was actually a little bit surprised by it, when you said for kids to not allow their diagnoses to be an excuse for becoming a victim in their own lives, but that we, through all the rhythms and all the difficulties and confrontations, helped you to grow in areas of character.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a hard balance, because it's kind of comes back to the classic grace and law theology debate. Mm-hmm. How do you understand and give grace to this kid and give him freedom to live into who he is? But how do you also train him forward and help him become better and someone who can be productive? So I don't know if I have an exact answer. I was trying to think the other day about the difference between guidelines and boundaries. I read a great book called Boundaries a while ago, and it's changed my life. But I was trying to think. I think guidelines confine kids and confine people, and boundaries protect and push towards health. So I don't know exactly what that always looks like, but for me, it was approaching me with the knowledge of who I was, what I was able to do, what I wasn't able to do, and pushing me to the best I could be inside of those.
I think too, I would say that it is frustrating every day, every year along the way, because your children are immature, moving towards maturity. They're untrained, moving towards being trained. Mm-hmm. And so I think a part of your life is you have to give up your expectations. You have to give up your expectation, think a happy home looks like, what you think your children will do, what their personalities are, even yourself and your husband's. But I had these internal and very strong ideals that I was moving everybody in our family towards so that they could all grow from. And I think that one of the things I didn't know as a mom was children are on the process by God's design to maturing. Mm. Because I'm amazed now at all the kids, all the things they say about how much they love this and that when they grew up. And I didn't even know they were paying attention.
Right.
I didn't even know if they were listening because it didn't look to me like they were taking it all in. But I would say that's when I would encourage moms not to give up on your ideals, because they are shaping the very foundations of your children's values, even when your children are still immature and don't have the ability to say, thanks, Mom, I needed that broccoli type of thing.
You always pushed us to the best we could be, fully aware of the limitations we had.
Mm-hmm. It's attention.
God never asks us to be something we can't. He just asks us to take what we have, the two loaves of fishes, and he will do the rest, but to be the best we can with what we have.
I do think that in order to keep going with difficult or different or mysterious children, we need to have breaks. We need to have times of peace, and we need to have times to educate ourselves to understand the issues better.
That's huge, because the mom could hear what we've said so far. You need to be this safe place. You need to create this, you. And there's a lot of burden there. If they don't take the break or seek outside support or help, they're going to explode. It's not going to go well for anyone in the family.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to be able to bring you these mentor episodes thanks to sponsors like Honeylove. Now, moms, you heard Sally say we need to take breaks. We need to take care of ourselves. And maybe you've feel that as another thing you have to do. Well, can I just help you take care of one little part of yourself, which is that lingerie drawer you've been ignoring? I know we're not supposed to talk about that, but I'm telling you, you deserve to be comfortable, be supported, and to look flattering and to feel good about what's underneath your clothes. And Honeylove is an independent, female-founded brand. These products are intelligently designed by women who actually wear them. Betsy, who's the founder, is highly involved in the development of each product. And I'm just saying, as you get older, it can be harder to find the time, the energy, and the right fit for you, where you want lift and shape and support without all the wires digging into you or the bulky padding and all the things. I love how Honeylove, they stand out because they provide lift and structure with this innovative technology. So instead of using uncomfortable underwire, you do feel secure. Their new crossover contour bra is a perfect example. They have molded foam cups that create a smooth, natural shape, especially for mature breasts that want a little extra structure and support. They have a cloud embrace bra that is a game changer. It's breathable and comfortable, a perfect thing to wear around the house under your pajamas. At the end of the day, this isn't about changing your body. It's supporting it in a way that actually feels good. And Honeylove delivers just that at every stage. So treat yourself to the most advanced bras and shapewear on the market. Use our exclusive link to save 20% off Honeylove at honeylove.com/DMA. That's honeylove.com/DMA. After you check out, they're going to ask where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Experience the new standard in comfort and support with Honeylove. We're grateful to our sponsors like Branch Basics. Now, back to school season has a way of resetting everything, new routines and new schedules, and kind of a new focus on what we're bringing in our homes. And maybe you've been someone who's paid attention to what you eat or what goes on your skin, but have you paid attention to your cleaning products? Because once you do start paying attention, you realize how many of these cleaning products include ingredients that are linked to hormone disruption, skin sensitivity, respiratory irritation, and even they can be marketed as safe or natural. That's because U.S. companies are not required to disclose every ingredient in their formula. Even if they look like they do, they may use generic words like fragrance on the list, which can legally mask hundreds of harmful chemicals. So the more you look into it, the more you'll understand the products you use in your kitchen counters, your dishes, your clothes have the potential to shape the health of your home. And for many people, this becomes the moment they start looking for something simpler and more transparent. That's why I love Branch Basics. They are disrupting the cleaning space. They fully disclose all their ingredients on their packaging, which is something, like I said, most conventional cleaning brands don't do. Everything is fragrance-free. It's made from human-safe ingredients designed for everyday use. It was created by three women, moms themselves, and they're built around this one powerful plant and mineral-based concentrate. So you dilute the concentrate at different ratios and you get different cleaning products, one for your bathroom, one for kitchen counters, windows, and more. What I love about that is I'm not so great at making sure I have what I need in my home, but if I have that concentrate, I can make all the different products for all the different places. It's fantastic. They even have dishwasher tablets with microplastic-free formula, fragrance-free laundry detergent. So instead of managing all these multiple products, you just have one transparently clean line made from a plant and mineral-based ingredient that works everywhere in your home. And once you get it, you are going to get used to the peace of mind it provides. So here's the really good news. Branch Basics is now available everywhere you shop at Target, Target.com, Amazon, and of course, BranchBasics.com. And for anyone wanting to grab the premium starter kit, you can get it for 15% off at BranchBasics.com with our code DMA. Just use the code DMA at checkout for 15% off their premium starter kit. And after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them, so make sure you mention our show.
So for both of y'all, there's a mom sitting there listening. She's already, either she has the baby that won't stop crying and she's at the playgroups and realizing the baby's different, or it's a toddler, or maybe she's just gotten a diagnosis of an elementary school kid. Where should she start? She recognizes this child is not going to fit into the mold and is going to be different, and she's feeling isolated and alone. So how would you help her?
I would first say that I think that mysterious children, out-of-the-box children, have become big business, and everyone has a solution for you. And I would say don't go down the pathway of very rule-oriented solutions. Give your child time. Give them time to mature. Just be patient. Observe. Read as much as you can about some of their issues. But I feel like you could be going after a diagnosis or a definition every day of the week, and it may not apply to your child. And so I would say be patient, be slow, study, and trust God. But then as you begin gathering symptoms that fit into something that is reasonable, then find a person who has a healthy approach to understanding children. I would say a more natural approach. It also includes loving training and shaping the soul, because I think that there are a lot of things that people try to give as magic bullets, or people would say, take him off of sugar, or he shouldn't eat cinnamon, or you're not disciplining him enough, or you're disciplining him too much. Or I would say, don't get caught up in all of the peer pressure of other people, but just live by faith, walk with God, pray, study your child, and allow God to show you over a period of time of who your child is. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
One of the whole points of having or being a different kid is a realization that God has created each of us unique. And that while there's a million formulas that the world will try to tell you, this is how you do it. If you look through the gospel, what you're going to find is, God asking you to trust him through every turn, through every unique turn and twist of life. And to know that your child is different is scary, because there's a lot of unknowns to that. But you do have God to lead you through that. And it's not a formula that will fix it. It's a step-by-step walk with God every day.
Sally always has so much wisdom. And in this episode, if you want to go to it, she also talks about how does she hold on to her ideals in the midst of the challenge of difference. And I think it's really encouraging that you don't have to give up on one just because your family looks a little different. I also love hearing from Nathan because it's like we always hear from the parent or the expert, but hearing from the child who is now a young adult, one thing stood out to me. He doesn't remember his mom trying to make him into someone else. He remembers feeling seen and known. And sometimes that's the greatest gift we can give our kids, is not trying to change them, but understanding them. I also want to encourage you something really practical that I wish I had known or thought of back when my kids were young, is if you suspect your child is struggling, or if a teacher brings it up to you or you notice, to tell somebody. One, either tell a friend or go see an expert, whether it's ADHD or dyslexia or anxiety or autism or sensory processing. There can be a lot of fear, and it helps if we talk to other people. Whether it's your pediatrician, whether it is a teacher, I would say pursuing evaluations. I'm very thankful. I talked to David Thomas about one of my kiddos, and he suggested we do an occupational therapy evaluation, and we got some treatment there, and that was really helpful. And then a counselor, and a psychiatrist, like these are helpful people. And you need to know that a diagnosis is not going to define your child. It is simply a way to give you a better map, and so that they're supported, and so they don't have to struggle in ways through really hard years, through the teen years. And so that's one thing I want to encourage you in. Also, like we said in the episode, every strength also has a shadow. There's the child who questions everything, but they may become an adult who isn't afraid to challenge injustice, or the highly sensitive one who becomes the most compassionate adult you know, or the child with endless energy may lead people with incredible passion. I don't know exactly how God will use your child's wiring, but I know he is not surprised by it. So today, I know sometimes we want a different child, and we think if only we had the child who did X, Y, or Z, we would be a better parent. But I want you to throw away that receipt. Not because parenting is easy, and not because the grief isn't real. There's real losses and real diagnoses and real challenges and real tears, but because your child doesn't need another person wishing they were someone else. They need someone delighting in who they already are. I know I've been saying this throughout the mentor series. You don't need to do this alone. I think it's especially true here. I want you to invite those trusted friends and wise professionals and mentors and Jesus into your parenting. Because while you may not have the child you expected, God did intentionally entrust you with the child you have. And I believe he will use your child's differences to shape both you and him or her into who he created y'all to be. I'm going to pray for us. Lord, I thank you that we've had a chance in the last 6 weeks to reflect and recall how you are with us, how we can turn to you, that we don't have to carry the burden of parenting alone, whether that's with friends, whether that's with our spouse, or whether that's trusting you. Lord, I also thank you for the reminder to turn to you for wisdom regarding our kids, to connect with them, to recognize that it's okay to set boundaries and to train, but to start from a loving posture and a connected relationship. Lord, I pray for the mom who's listening who has concerns about their child, whether the differences are extreme or mild, that you would be her comfort, that you would put in her path others who could relate to what she's walking through, that she could get the professional help that she needs, that she can have her expectations match yours, and that she can trust that you haven't left her, that you will walk with her even on the hardest days when she feels very alone and isolated in this parenting journey. I pray that you would help empower her to be an advocate, empower her to speak life over her child so that child can use those gifts to bring you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I mean, I know y'all, Sally and Nathan may have said it, or maybe I didn't include the clip, so go listen to the whole episode if you need more encouragement. But it is, the reality is, it is hard. It is hard when your child is walking through whatever it is, neurodivergence of any kind. And so we've done a lot of episodes on that over the years. If you need more encouragement today specifically, we have linked to those in the show notes. But I am so grateful that you've joined me this 6 weeks. Next week, we'll be back with a regular episode, an interview with Dr. Allison Cook on the secure soul. But just a reminder, these last 6 weeks, we have talked about marriage and connection before correction and your worth not being measured by your performance. Real friendships begin when you are willing to be known, that you don't have to be superhuman, that God understands your limits and he meets you there and he is willing to partner with you. And that from today, that your child's differences aren't keeping you from becoming the parent God wants you to be. They may be one of his greatest tools for shaping you. So thank you for joining me. I hope you're able to share this series with a friend and to connect with more people through it. Remember, we do offer discussion questions if you ever want to have a quote-unquote podcast club. It's like a book club where you listen to the show on your own and then you get together and you discuss it. Go to don'tmomalone.com/join, I think, and you just sign up and there's a Facebook group where we post all the questions every week. So you can find all that there. Okay, I think that's it. Let's meet back here next week. Okay, bye.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Don't Mom Alone podcast. If you're wanting to connect with more people and more resources to help remind you that you're not alone, head over to don'tmomalone.com. That's where you'll also find show notes with any links mentioned by our guests. Most importantly, I want you to know the good news, the great news that you're not alone because God has promised to always be with you. With faith in Jesus Christ, the one who died for you and rose again, Jesus said when he left, he was going to leave a helper, a comforter, to be with us. God in us. Moms, that's superpower. So while you're washing dishes at your kitchen sink, while you're driving to and from work, while you're feeding that baby late into the night, while you're cleaning sticky floors, God promises to be just as present with you as when you're worshiping in a church pew. As it says in Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He takes great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love and he will rejoice over you with singing. Now that's good news. Have a great day.